For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Loretta Nall with the U.S. Marijuana Party reporting from Alabama. The story that I'm going to talk about today comes out of Telluride, Colorado. Nestled in the San Juan Mountains, home to money-eyed hippies, artists, and nature buffs, Telluride is a live-and-let-live kind of town. So perhaps it should come as no surprise that although Telluride cannot legalize marijuana, it may do the next best thing. Officially declare possession of pot for personal use to be the town's lowest law enforcement priority. Michael J. Dorsey, who served in a high-profile federal government post before he retired, moved back to Telluride a year ago. He was the Assistant Secretary for Public and Indian Housing during the Reagan administration and sat on the National Drug Policy Board, and he has become a leading critic of the Telluride proposal. Dorsey said the proposal was misguided partly because voters should not establish law enforcement priorities. He also objected to a second portion of the initiative, which would declare that Telluride would approve if Colorado decided to legalize, tax, and regulate marijuana use. So this week I'm going to award him the Government Official Dumbass of the Week Award. It has to be one of the dumbest, most incredibly stupid lines I have heard yet from a government official. If the voters don't get to decide what laws and what priority they're enforced in, then pray tell, who does? The police? I think not. The police work for the citizens, or at least they're supposed to, and not for the federal government. Hopefully the voters of Telluride will vote to kick this moronic government-loving goon out of their freedom-loving city. And on a different topic, I officially announced today that I am running for governor of Alabama in the 2006 election. If you're interested in my campaign or possibly making a contribution or volunteering, please check out nallforgovernor.com, and that's N-A-L-L forgovernor.com. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
A major disruption occurred in the ranks of the drug warriors. Representative Mark Souder, Republican of Indiana and a leading congressional drug war zealot, called for the resignation of David N. Murray, a top aide to the drug czar. Murray is the source of much of the misinformation and distortions now coming out of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. When he went to work for John Walters years ago, Murray was already well established as a conservative apologist for the drug war. Murray may be most famous for framing the administration's arguments against needle exchanges. Those arguments may also have led to his downfall. Earlier this year, the Washington Post investigated several of Murray's claims about research into needle exchanges and found them to be absolutely false. The Post was so moved that it published an editorial calling on the Bush administration to drop its opposition to needle exchanges. They did not call Murray out by name, but anyone following the topic knew the score. Souder stopped short of calling for Walters' resignation. Souder agrees with Walters on policies for the most part. Murray is merely the functionary caught fabricating arguments to justify those policies. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage, Paul Wright, editor of Prison Legal News. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.